This is Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. Can a person living in adultery be baptized? So the question is God willing to forgive any and every sin? That is, can a thief, a liar, a murderer, homosexual, an idolater, a hater, a fornicator, an adulterer, a drunkard, can each and any one of these receive forgiveness? According to 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, we read, "The Lord is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." A person living in any of these sins can receive forgiveness when they turn to the Lord in humble submission to His will, if they will believe that He is the Christ, the Son of the living God, if they will repent of their sins, if they will confess faith in Christ, they can be baptized into water, into Christ, for the remission of their sins. But the key in forgiveness is repentance. Water baptism is the element or the point in time at which God says your sins are washed away. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21 says, "Baptism saves us. Sins are washed away in the precious blood of Jesus when we're dunked in water." In Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5, we read about the Lord's blood washing us from our sins. In Acts 22:16, Ananias told Saul of Tarsus, "Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins." Friend, the key to forgiveness of any and all sins is repentance. Repentance means to change your mind, to think differently toward a thing, to reconsider. Repentance manifests or exhibits itself in a change of life and practice. Therefore, those guilty of adultery, stop committing adultery. Those guilty of lying, stop lying. Those guilty of drinking or drunkenness, stop their drinking. Those guilty of hating, stop hating. Those guilty of stealing, stop stealing. Those guilty of fornicating, they stop their fornication. Those guilty of sodomy or homosexuality, they cease the practice. They stop these things. The Bible gives an example of those guilty of these sins stopping their practice of them and being able to receive forgiveness. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, we read in verses 9, 10, and 11, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." Now notice what he says. "And such were some of you." Some of the church there at Corinth had lived that kind of life. They had been guilty of these many sins. But notice he says, "Such were some of you," past tense. "But you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." So those at Corinth who had lived lives guilty of these and many other sins had turned from them, had obeyed the gospel in complete repentance. They stopped these sins and they were baptized in order to have their sins washed away in and through the blood of Jesus Christ. So, can an adulterer be baptized for the remission of sins according to Acts chapter 2 and verse 38? They certainly can, if and when they stop. But can an adulterer who continues in their adultery, can they be baptized and be forgiven? No, not at all. Can one continue the practice of stealing or lying or homosexuality or drinking and be scripturally baptized for the remission of sins? Certainly not. Jesus said, Matthew chapter 19 and verse 9, "Whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whosoever marrieth her, which is put away, doth commit adultery." Friend, to divorce your husband or your wife, except for the cause of them committing fornication, if you divorce them, put them away, and marry again, that places you in an adulterous situation or an adulterous marriage. You had no right to put them away and marry again, according to Matthew 19:9. To repent means the adulterous marriage must be dissolved. That which causes you to sin and commit adultery must be stopped. You've got to get out of that relationship. One can't be right with God and continue in adultery any more than you can be right with God and continuing your lying, your stealing, or your drinking, or whatever it may be. Yes, adultery can be forgiven, but repentance has to take place first. And when one stops the practice, gets out of it, but does not go back to it, you can have forgiveness if you'll humbly obey the Lord and live according to His directions the rest of your life. This has been Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. Join us again.